Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's the coolest thing in the world when you hear of a great idea. And then when you hear of a great idea and it does well, that's really great. And then when you hear of a really great idea, sort of extrapolate and go across and become a really great idea everywhere, it's even cooler. And that's exactly what happened to O Positive. This festival was founded in 2010, right in Kingston, New York, by a small group of artists and activists, doctors, and a dentist. It is now a national nonprofit working in cities around the country that builds long-term relationships between creatives and health and wellness providers to help strengthen local communities. Their year-round efforts culminate in one-day and weekend-long celebrations during which underinsured artists and musicians create and perform in exchange for a variety of services donated by doctors, dentists, and complementary care providers. Now, we talk to the O Positive Festival happening this weekend. We talk all about it in North Adams, Massachusetts. It's May 10th and 11th, and we have a gang to talk to. Here we go. Jessica Sweeney is here, O Festival founder in North Adams, and O Positive Festival North Adams director, Jessica Sweeney. Yes. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you very much.
You are founder of Common Folk Artists Collective.
Yes.
And you are a North Adams resident and an artist, and we welcome you. Thank you very much for being here. Mark Pettis, no stranger to these microphones, is a doctor. He is with Berkshire Health Systems, director of medical education for the Berkshire Medical Center, and a great pleasure to have you back before.
Great to be with you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Amanda Chilson joins us. She is an O Positive Festival North Adams Clinic Director. Thank you very much for being here, Amanda.
Thank you for having me.
And our dear friend Shannon Donnell is here. She is the O Positive Festival Kingston Clinic Director. She's been a registered nurse in critical care since 2004 and has also worked in hospice and at a nurse-run ALS Regional Center at St. Peter's Hospital in Albany. I've told the story before. I'll tell it again. But when my mother had her stroke and passed, Shannon was there for our family. And so every time I see her, I cry. And I love her more than life itself. So I will tell you, it's a great pleasure to have her on our program. Shannon, thank you very much.
Nice to see you again, Joe.
Good to see you. All right. Let us begin with you, Jessica, of how you took this idea and said, hey, this is a great idea for North Adams.
Oh, man. It wasn't a difficult decision to make by any means. You know, we had a number of people all of a sudden in a room saying, is North Adams a good place for O Positive? And there was a resounding yes. I work with many musicians and artists on a regular basis who are constantly talking about how much they need healthcare and how confusing it is and how do I get insurance? And it was sort of a no-brainer to everyone involved that we needed to make this happen. And then as the conversations unfolded, the community got involved, MassMoCA, Berkshire Health Systems, everyone came together and said, all right, we're doing this. Let's make it happen. And here we are.
You make it sound easy.
It is not easy.
Well, no, it's not. But I mean, it's the old adage of if you build it, they will come. And it seems like that sort of happened for you, that the pieces started to come together.
Yeah. Honestly, one of the most beautiful things about the North Adams community is that when you say, hey, I want to do this and it is a right thing to happen in North Adams, everyone will come in and support it. We are such a collaborative community and one that really looks at the needs and the wellness of our community. And so as we started those conversations, I'm almost at a point sometimes in this festival where I'm like, I don't know what you can do because everything's getting done. But I'll find a way to get you involved. And that's the beautiful thing about North Adams.
Shannon, tell us a little bit about you were in the ground floor in Kingston. So tell us about how this whole idea, the idea behind it of what you accomplished at an O Positive Festival.
Well, the idea is that we are going to make connections and create a culture of caring in which artists and musicians who create and perform receive health care in exchange for their creations. And we've had great success at that. I think it's important to say that on the ground in each city that we have a festival, we need a team who's engaged. And right here we have activists within the North Adams community who are on the street every day making North Adams a better place.
So the clinic is one part of it. You're the clinic director in Kingston, and we're going to talk to Amanda in a second because she'll be the North Adams clinic director. So what do you do as clinic director through this time?
Recruit and organize practitioners who will participate in this exchange, and then communicate with the artists about their needs, how to come into clinic, how to get the care that they need.
Mark, I sense you're coming into this conversation. Right, let me go to Amanda first and say, so what has it been like to start this whole process?
It's been a really amazing experience. And I think Shannon has offered some fantastic mentorship and kind of the how-tos and who to connect with and who to make sure to be included and all of the various providers as well. And so it's really created some pretty profound relationships, especially like early on, but people I can see vested in this festival for a long time, for sure.
Dr. Mark Pettis is here, and why is something like this important?
This aligns so perfectly, Joe, with our mission to serve our communities as fully and completely as we can. And what I love so much about the O-Positive mission and model is that it really helps those that are often underserved. And we know that there are many segments of our communities that don't get the care that they need, may not have access, may not have insurance. And so this was a beautiful opportunity to rally the troops, compassionate caregivers who love serving others. And we're really excited about it and looking forward to it.
Without turning the conversation into something awful, let me just ask this question, which is, because this brings it down to its simplest form of people who are in need, and I mean, you can sort of fill in the blank of who we're taking out of this equation, who are making it easier, but in the sense that you're providing the care, there is the need, and boom, you're done.
Yes.
I mean, that brings it down to its simplest form.
Absolutely.
I would think you, speaking for doctors everywhere, would say, well, wouldn't that be lovely?
Exactly, Joe. And I'm so honored and inspired to represent the caregiving community countywide that will be represented this weekend. This is a truly integrative model. So we have traditional primary care, we have chiropractic care, we have osteopathic manipulation, body work, energy work, Reiki. It is a beautiful confluence of caregiving healers that are passionate about what they do. So it's a complete win-win.
It involves manipulation. It must be fun. May 10th to the 11th, it's the O-Positive Festival happening this weekend in North Adams, Massachusetts. And Jessica, so tell us how the festival unfolds. What can people expect?
There's going to be so much fun happening. First, you're going to want to get your ticket in advance because that will give you access to our kickoff show Friday night. Kickoff show has And the Kids, Aubrey Hoddard, and Humble Diggs, who will be gracing us with beautiful music for the night, and we'll all kind of rally together and kick off the festival energy.
And where are you doing that at?
That's going to be at the Elks Lodge.
Elks Lodge,
yep.
Okay.
And then Friday morning, you're going to wake up, you're going to go to the farmer's market where you can pick up your groceries for the week and talk with a bunch of health organizations that are part of the Health Expo and connect with any organizations that you might need or that your friends might need. And then you're going to roll and explore the city and find all sorts of other concerts, art workshops, wellness workshops on Massmoka campus, Common Folks Space, the Elks Lodge. We are invading an empty storefront, which we are calling the pharmacy because it was the former NASA's pharmacy. And so there will be a plethora of things that are available and for you with your wristband. Then when you're hungry, you can stop by many of the downtown restaurants who are offering discounts to people who have wristbands. So Tres Niños, The Hub, Ramuntos, The Parlor Cafe, Desperados, pretty much everything downtown or all the food establishments downtown will be offering that wristband. So you won't go hungry. And then we're all going to meet up at the pharmacy at 7 o'clock and we're going to parade down to the Massmoka campus where we'll get to watch Les Nubians, and hopefully everyone will be there for that. And we'll have a huge closing celebration and with all sorts of fun things to throw around. And then for those who want to, do a little after party celebrating, we'll go back to the Elks and watch Courtney Simmons and Homebody and go to sleep after because we'll be tired.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Dr. Yeah. Pettis will tell you. So yeah. It's very important for our good health.
Yes.
So, Amanda, tell us then how the clinic part of this will be working out.
Absolutely. So the clinic is open just on Saturday, and that's for artists and musicians. They will come and check in there, and then they will have the opportunity to speak to and sit down with a nurse and kind of talk over their health history, their past history. They'll have an opportunity to kind of share their needs and their wants for the day. And the nurse will then set them up with a plan of who are the providers that they are able to see while they're there at the clinic. And then they'll have the opportunity to spend a certain amount of time with each of the providers that they are either in need of or in want of for the day. So that might look like sitting down with a nurse, getting their basic vitals, seeing a primary care physician, and then moving on to a massage therapist, maybe someone who's doing Reiki, and have the chance to speak to a mental health clinician. And then upon that, they'll also have the opportunity to maybe set a plan for after. So if somebody needs a referral or somebody needs to follow up with an appointment beyond outside of O positive, we will have some healthcare coverage counselors there to help them navigate through those next few steps, or they'll just check out for the day and then head out to the festival. And the green room is also going to be a part of the clinic where artists and musicians will have the chance to have food and beverage throughout the day as well. Just a kind of a place to come and relax and be, you know, kind of comfortable and at peace for a little while until they either have to perform or head back out to the festival.
And your crew, Dr. Pettis, is working with through all of this at the clinic, and I assume if a follow-up is necessary, they'll be coming your way.
That's correct, Joe. And I just want to echo what Amanda said. Part of our intention here is not just provide any needs that perhaps are unmet this weekend, but to help connect people to the infrastructure we have in Berkshire County. The health system has been avidly supporting every aspect of this event, and so we want to make sure that any need an individual has can be met longer term. So we'll be connecting them to available resources and really serving as navigators for that.
So this becomes a clearinghouse, a way to make the important introductions and then to move on so you can have a plan of whatever needs to be met.
Absolutely. And it does so in a context that is community-based and not as medicalized as what one often sees in typical clinical settings. And so it's a beautiful way. It's a beautiful way to be connecting.
Yeah,
building
talking
trust.
About manipulation.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
Medicalized. Well, but and that's and that is again, it just takes a lot of the gears out of the system, right?
Yes.
So, Shannon, having done this for a while in Kingston and overseeing many of these clinics, how do you see that? Give us a sense of how those relationships go on beyond just the weekend.
Well, we really need that. We need the health systems in the area to sit at the table with us and buy into this and agree to take on patients afterwards. So luckily in our very first meeting, Dr. Pettis was there and said, yes, absolutely, we can do this. We also are connecting patients with dentists locally, and Dr. Carver of Carver Family Dentistry in North Adams will be treating some of the artists and musicians on Saturday. She's opened up the office just for these patients, so we have to give them a shout-out. But, yes, ultimately, I mean, we're never, ever going to say that our festival and our clinic is the end-all, be-all, the answer. We're a Band-Aid solution. We want to be a connector for lifelong wellness for everyone.
That's such a great point about being a Band-Aid solution. I mean, what you do is wonderful, and it's amazing. Does it help? Are there collective minds coming together to say, okay, this can help the artists in all forms to have better access to care?
Yes, and even have an experience that reframes their concept of what wellness is and what an interaction with a physician can be, what nurses are really there to do. Yes, it's
there's a lot to do.
Yeah, I would also say that, you know, when we're talking about artists and musicians in particular, they're often on the road. So even if they like have all the insurance that they need, how do you access the care when you're, you know, 8 states away from home? So
that's a great point.
You can, with this whole festival building nationally, you can tap onto a festival lineup and get care without having to disrupt your career. Because, you know, I went on tour with a friend's band for six days only, and like things popped up, and to navigate how to get where you need to go for healthcare is so hard when you're on the road. And so had they been able to just pop into a clinic at the next show, that would have been so different, you know?
Makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And you're here to tell us, Dr. Pettis, that it does seem that the mechanism is in place to help people so that can happen.
The mechanism is absolutely in place, and I think it's such a this festival, I think, is a what we hope is a symbolic of more active community outreach and connection, which is really what people need. Ultimately, this is about connecting people to other people who care and who are compassionate, and there are no shortages of need there.
All right, so we have about a minute and a half. What else? What am I forgetting?
I want to talk Explore.
So as another component, too, as Jess mentioned, there's some health and wellness workshops that are going on throughout the day, and those are called our Explore workshops. They start at 9 a.m. with a kickoff of yoga in the park, and they're all part of the festival, so folks with a wristband can jump in at any of these. And they're going through health and wellness workshops. There is some chi running. There is biking to the murals, trying to incorporate art and wellness into them. And there's Pilates with live drumming, but a whole bunch of health and wellness opportunities that festival goers can also attend. So we have the clinic for the artist musicians, but we also have a lot of opportunity for our community folks to access some health and wellness opportunities too.
And at the end of the day, it's a festival.
Yeah.
So a lot going on, a lot of fun happening.
Yeah. And if you don't grab your GOSA at one of the local establishments, you're doing a silly thing. I got to tell you, Keegan Ales and Bright Ideas collaborated to make
this
a delicious
great.
GOSA. And in moderation, beer is great at a wellness festival.
Absolutely. Did Eric Kearns have something to do with this?
Of course he did.
Yeah, good for him.
He's been a huge mentor to the whole thing. So.
Tell him I love him. Okay. well, I love you all, and not just because you brought me beer, but because of the beautiful work that you do. It's the O Positive Festival happening this weekend in North Adams, Massachusetts. It's May 10th through the 11th. Jessica Sweeney is the O Positive Festival North Adams director. Mark Pettis is the doctor, and he is with Berkshire Health Systems. Amanda Chilson is the O Positive Festival North Adams Clinic Director. Shannon Donnell is a nurse and also the O Positive Festival Kingston Clinic Director. You all are great. Thank you very much for the beautiful work you do.
Thank you so much for having us.
You can find out more information about the festival by going to opositivefestival.org. And as Amanda mentioned, you can get your wristband in advance. Opositivefestival.org. Find out all about it. May 10th through the 11th in North Adams. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.